जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीर वन सारे यमुना तीरावन चारे जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीर वन सारे यमुना तीर वन सारे जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज का आचार्य अष्टोत्तरिष्ट श्री श्रीमरेश भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद की जय ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भागवतम की जय निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल समवेत भक्त वृंद की जय आगे श्री असमल देवकी आगे श्री असमल देवकी आगे श्री असमल देवकी आगे श्री श्री गुरु गौरांग ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 13, Brahma Stealing the Boys and Calves, Text Number 26 and 27. Vajaukasam satokeshu sneha valyabdham anvaham shaner nesimha vavridhe yata krishne tvapurvavat. I'll lead the translation for Madan Mohan Prabhu to read. In text 27, we'll chant together the word meanings ittam in this way, atma, the supreme soul, Krishna, atmana, by himself, atmanam, himself again. Vatsa Pala Mishena, with the forms of cowherd boys and calves, Saha, Krishna himself, Palayan, maintaining, Vatsa Paha, tending the calves, Varsham, continuously for 1 year, Chikride, enjoyed the pastimes, Vana Goshtayo, both in Vrindavan and in the forest. Itamatmatmanatmanam Vatsapala Mishena Saha Palayan Vatsapo Varsham Chikride Vanagoshtayo Itamatmatmanatmanam Vatsapala Mishena Saha Palayan Vatsapo Varsham Chikride Vanagoshtayo Itamatmatmanatmanam Vatsapala Mishena Saha Palayan Vatsapo Varsham Chikride Vanagoshtayo
translation. I guess I should do the translation for 26 and then do the translation for 27. Although the inhabitants of Brajabhumi, the cowherd men and the cowherd women, previously had more affection for Krishna than their own children, now, for 1 year, their affection for their own sons continuously increased, for Krishna had now become their sons. There was no limit to the increment of their affection for their sons, who were now Krishna. Every day, they found new inspiration for loving their children as much as they loved Krishna. So I'm going to ask a question on this verse. So I want everybody to remember what we just read. And the question is, since Krishna took the exact same form as their children, had the same personality as their children, everything was the same except it was Krishna, what was Krishna doing that increased their love for him? Everything was the same. Nobody, he was undetected. He was in stealth mode. Nobody knew it was Krishna, but yet their affection for Krishna grew. So we accept it very easily. Yes, of course. But what it is? All right. If anybody comes up with the answer, it'll be a nice discussion. Okay, text 27, translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. In this way, Sri Krishna, having himself become the cowherd boys and groups of calves, maintained himself by himself. Thus, he continued his pastimes both in Vrindavan and in the forest for 1 year. And the purport. Everything was Krishna. The calves, the cowherd boys, their maintainer, himself, were all Krishna. In other words, Krishna expanded himself in varieties of calves and cowherd boys and continued his pastimes uninterrupted for 1 year. As stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna expansion is situated in everyone's heart as a supersoul. Similarly, instead of expanding himself as a supersoul, he expanded himself as a portion of the calves and cowherd boys for one continuous year. Om Agyana Timinandasya Janajana Salakaya Chaksum Meditanyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Jayatam Sarito Pangorma Mamanda Matergati Matsarva Swapadambojo Radha Madana Mohano. So when we start this Srimad Bhagavatam, we always offer our respectful obeisances because in the very beginning of the Bhagavatam, Suta Goswami, he's offering his obeisances to Sukadev Goswami. And he points out that without Sukadev Goswami's realization, none of us would have these understanding. And then also Suta Goswami, he went back to Namisharanya after hearing Sukadev Goswami, and he explained it again. And in that assembly, when Sukadev Goswami was speaking, Narada Muni was there, so many different great, and they all came to hear. So it's mentioned that Sukadev Goswami entered the hearts of everyone. That's how everyone understood what was going on. He entered their hearts out of his yoga. He's dear to everyone and everyone is dear to him. And also we can pray that he can enter the speaking ability of the speaker and for the receptors, to all the people that are listening, they can also have Sukadev Goswami enter their hearts. That was a nice point. So I thought also as the there's a term called a paper trail. When somebody wants to see where something goes, they have a paper trail it leaves behind. So we have a mercy trail. How is it that this mercy has gotten to us? So we think of Srila Prabhupada, but he didn't make it up. He heard it by his spiritual master, heard it from his spiritual master, heard it from his spiritual master. And all the way back, this internal potency is coming down in a chain to us. This is not an ordinary thing. It's extraordinary. So we should always notice that, just like it mentions that all these races that have no access to the Vedic culture, or much less to be a Brahmin, or much less to be a Vaishnava, simply by offering obeisances to the Paramahansa Guru in the disciplic succession, he can cross over this whole ocean of material existence and come to the level of being a Vaishnava. So we're doing that for that Prema Pumarta Mohan. So in this verse, did anyone come up with the idea on it? There's a couple different points I was going to make. One is how Krishna, he likes to dress up, isn't it? How about, and disguise himself. Ask Abhimanyu. He came home a little late one day, and he, all of a sudden, his mother, everybody's upset with him. And what did he do? He just came home. He says, "You were just here a minute ago." Is that, what do you mean? I was just... So Krishna, this is one of his endearing attributes that he does, is that he likes to dress up. Does anybody else like to dress up? Mm-hmm. When you dress up, it's usually because you're going out. And when you go out, it's because you want people to see you, how nicely you look. In fact, they have a thing at the Oscars or the Emmys, these big events where all the stars come out. And it's a big event for them to dress up with tremendous jewelry, tremendous dresses and clothes, and there's all the taken pictures, and it's famous like almost all over the world. So where does this come from? This comes from Krishna. And above the stars is Vaikuntha. So couldn't miss an opportunity. So ask any of the pujaris, when they dress the deities beautifully, how do they feel? They feel so wonderful. And of course, when Krishna is dressed like that, he wants everybody to come in and to see him. Look how nice I look today. And I'm being dressed by the love of my devotees, that it's coming through the love of my other devotees, my pure devotees that are instilling this in you. So that feeling, it says, if you dress yourself, the reflection is also dressed. So that feeling of being dressing up nicely is even higher than the feeling that these this perverted reflection of how they like to look nice and see everybody look at them and say, "Oh, that's very flattering. That looks very nice on you." And they spend, I could only estimate, but it's lots and lots of money. And they have, so how big is Krishna's wardrobe? Halloween's coming up. Perverted reflection. Krishna sometimes dresses up like a boar. He's half man, half lion. Just imagine what his wardrobe looks like. So he always gets to pick so many different items to dress. And he knows how much we can understand a lot about Krishna by ourselves. By understanding ourselves, if you dress up nice, you want somebody to notice. "Hey, look, you look very nice." "Oh, thank you." And if you don't, depends on the different relationships. Like, I'm married, so if my wife dresses up nice and I don't say anything. Like, "Oh, is that a new dress?" You know, and so it's important. We can understand from this world that it's important. And how about if something else you could notice? If you ever walk by a couple people and you hear your name, they're talking about you. What do you think? It says your ears start to burn. What are they saying? They're talking about me. And you become interested, right? So here we're talking about Krishna. And it even mentions when you glorify Krishna, what happens? Krishna comes. He's always attracted to his devotees that are glorifying him. He becomes present as soon as you start talking about him. So we can understand a little bit about Krishna by our own nature, because we're part and parcels, chip of the old block. course, he never falls under the, he's a chuta, he never falls under the modes of nature. So, I got a couple other points. In the Sara Darshini by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he actually had a comment to make on verse 26. So I thought I would read his, since we didn't have one, and it's either none or not mine, so his. Nama, not mine. The verse was, although the inhabitants of Brajabhumi, the cowherd men, the cowherd women, previously had more affection for Krishna than for their own children, now for 1 year their affection for their own sons simultaneously increased, for Krishna had now become their sons. There was no limit to the increment of their affection for their sons, for now Krishna, who were now Krishna. Every day they found new inspiration for loving their children as much as they love Krishna. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's comment is, previously the Brijbasis had more love for Krishna than for their own children. Now for 1 year, the affection of the mothers for their sons, who were actually Krishna, grew like a creeper more and more. Their affection for Krishna became ever increasingly fresh. Here, the word Krishna should be understood to be repeated again, although it is mentioned only once in the verse. So, Krishna, Krishna. Why did the mother's love for Krishna increase even more? Because Krishna is the Amsi, the original possessor of all power and beauty, and his expansions as a cowherd boys are Amsa, in relation to his beauty and other qualities. Therefore, the sentence should read as follows. As much as they had love for Krishna previously, yata krishne varhi, their love for their sons increased to that degree, sva toshiru varhi. But their love for Krishna personally now increased even more. Krishna tu apuvarta vare. Or the sentence can read, as much as their love for their sons increased, so their love for Krishna increased even more. In this interpretation, the word Krishna need not be, the word Krishna does not need repetition. So, anybody got that? In other words, they love Krishna, so their sons became Krishna, so that meant that their love for their sons automatically increased up to Krishna, the love they had for Krishna. But also, because their love had increased for Krishna, Krishna's in love increases more, because that's just the way that it works. The more you love Krishna, the more you can love Krishna. It's an increase. So that's a little bit of the mystery of, so in thinking how it is, what was that different attribute, or what was it different about the cowherd boys, even if they had the same qualities, forms, personalities, and everything, but now it's Krishna. So how it is that Krishna came through? Unnoticed. A protest. So, it's in the Brahma Samhita, I don't have it right in front of me, in case you did bring it back. There's a nice verse that we sing every day, 5:30, I think it is. Maybe Keshava can, he was going to bring it to me, but he may have forgotten. But we all know the verse, right? And it talks, Kandarpa Koti Visha Kamani Shavesh. So those particular five words or six words, that means Kandarpa Koti, I know those two. Kandarpa is, he's going to put it up on the screen. Well, thank you, Keshava. Just now coming. Does everybody know the translations of those words? We say them every day, and Bhaktisiddhanta said that we should enter into the mood of this as a part of our daily meditation. I thought it was 30. It's not 30. And maybe the word for word. Oh, maybe say the verse and then we can do the word for word. So from Kandarpa to Shubha, that particular line, if you could see the word for word for that. Have you got that? Okay. So where is it? Kandarpa is of Cupid's koti millions, Kamadiya, charming, Vaishesha, unique, and then a little bit more, whose loveliness. So he has a unique loveliness that's charming. So this unique loveliness. So even though they were the coward boys that they loved dearly as their own sons, and they had the same personality, the same form, the same dress, there's a special, unique, charming. Krishna's charming. And not only that, but he does that with each one of us. He's charming us one after another. Just like, how is it that we're associating with Krishna and we're realizing Krishna in japa, in hearing. We're realizing Krishna in tasting, swa pasad. The swa, you know what the swa means? Swa pasad, anilobai. What is it?
His own.
It's his own. That's Krishna. He's non-different. Mahaprasad ego vinde. So there's swaprasad, realizing Krishna in our eyes. When you look at this charming, look how wonderful he dresses. Has you ever seen anybody dress like this? Nobody dresses like this. If you saw somebody walking down the street dressed like that, you'd think it's a little unusual. But yet, we see Krishna like this, and immediately we offer so many wonderful prayers. And Krishna, he's reciprocating. So this is all taking place like that. Okay, he likes to dress up, but he does it even better. And then, of course, how we're talking about him. So what do you say? His ears are burning because we're saying all these wonderful things. Wouldn't it be nice if you went and you heard some people talking about you and they were actually saying something nice? In this world, you know, there's... it says that you should keep your friends close, but your enemies closer, right? So there's one enemy that is called Matsara. So you know how you keep Matsara close? You keep near Matsara. Keep Matsara near Matsara. Anyway, that's just my... That's a near Matsara means non-envious. Near in Sanskrit is it changes it to the opposite. So this near Matsara, that's the trick. You know, because if you boil everything down, there's only one thing that changes, and it changes everything else. And that's two syllables, Matsara. It takes care of everything else. So we bring it into there. All right. So, with Krishna, we understand that we have Yasoda's Krishna, right? That's where we say Yasoda Nandana. The Krishna, what's Krishna's personality? It manifests according to the love of his devotees. So when we see Mother Yasoda with Krishna, it's Yasoda Nandana, because that's the Krishna that's manifesting to Mother Yasoda's reciprocation and Nanda Maharaj. So he has a reciprocation, just like we say Radha's Krishna or Radha Krishna. But then there's another name for Radha's Krishna. Do you know what Radha's Krishna is? Another name for Radha's Krishna is Madhava, Jayarada, Madhava, Kunja Bihari. So then Yasoda, Nandana. So all the different aspects in Krishna consciousness have to do with relishing the relationship that Krishna has with his devotees. So he likes to be understood in relationship to his devotees. So we always say it. So there's also Premananda Gaura Krishna. And there's Keshava's Krishna and Pushkar's Krishna. And we can see how when they talk about Krishna, like for instance, it's easier to pick someone who's not apparently present. Like if we say Prabhupada's Krishna, look what hearing about Prabhupada's Krishna has done to all of us. Because you may have heard from a school teacher, an academic's Krishna. They sometimes call it the philosopher Vishnu, philosopher's Vishnu. How many people became devotees by taking comparative religions courses? How many people completely fell in love with Krishna by hearing about him from the encyclopedia? You know, so there's different Krishnas that are manifesting according to. So right now, Krishna is manifesting to you in your japa, in your vision, in your hearing. So, and there's a particular flavor that you're getting. That's our Bhakta Lata Beach, this taste that we have for our Krishna. Because we know in a couple of weeks we'll probably have that verse, the 10.14.7 verse, that talks about how Krishna has one quality for each one of us. He has unlimited qualities, and it's explained by Sanatana Goswami. That's because there's one unique quality for each person. He's not like anybody else. He's one without a second. So those are a couple of the points that I was going to make. And I actually have a place I have to go. So I will open for questions and comments if we have any. And I'm actually doing it on time. Yes, thank you. And the microphone. I was actually supposed to give class tomorrow. But Chaturatma changed with me. Yes, I had to work today.
So I wasn't quite sure of your answer for that question of why why even though Krishna was in a different form, that their infection increased. And then my next question is, if you can answer that, is what after the other cowher boys returned, then what happened?
Okay, to answer your first question, sometimes questions are called esoteric or secret or special. And the idea was to ask the question. Okay, because, see, for myself, like for instance, most of us are used to using computers. So sometimes you'll put a search, you're going to look for something, and the hourglass goes around for a little while. So when you ask questions, sincerely ask a question, you get the answer revealed to you in time by Krishna. Not necessarily the speaker gives it to you, but the idea is to ask the question. So that's part of it. That, in other words, it's kind of special. And then actually the way I tried to answer it was his unique loveliness. And it comes through in a very special way that's related to your specific quality with Krishna. So that's part of it. But some things we don't exactly understand by just hearing them. It's revealed as we apply them in our surrendering process. We have to let Krishna into our heart. He's already there, but that's in a different capacity, a neutral capacity. As one's heart softens, that was the Nirmatsaranam Satam aspect, but it was stealthily put in there too, that it's all revealed by bhakti. It's the vijnana stage, as Prabhupada calls it, a science. So it's just like if you're driving, someone can give you directions how to go someplace. But you won't see the vistas. You'll just get the directions of the map. You know, here you take this turn when you get to sense gratification, you turn the other way. You know, so you'll get the different directions. But actually, when you take the journey, then you get to see all the vistas that they're talking about. There's a beautiful landscape that also goes along with the trip that can't be included in the map. So many things in the hearing is to increase your incentive, interest in completely falling in love with Krishna, that you forget everything else. It just kind of disappears. Bhakti, Anu, Para, Asha, Para, Asha, Anubhava. Yeah, and what's the third word? Yeah. So there's three things that will take place. But that Anubhava, that's a very interesting word when you look at that word too, because they translate that as experience or realization. And that's what happens when one has devotion. He has this experience of Krishna that does something to him and everybody else he comes in contact with after that too. And he also loses, he's satisfied. The material world only works because you're dissatisfied. But as soon as you become satisfied, the whole world disappears. It turns into a little, I guess about a tablespoon of water in a hoof's kick, as opposed to an ocean of unlimited desires. When you become satisfied, there's really nothing here. And I always like to compare it to if you go shopping when you're hungry or if you go shopping when you're full. There's two different experiences. But you practically can't get out of the supermarket. And then if you go by the where they have all the, like the buffet and stuff with a salad bar or whatever it is, it's very, well, your mind just starts coming up with other scheduling for your next minutes. But if you go in when you're full, you just get what's on the list and you're out. You don't even see anything else. So as we become satisfied in that same verse, tushti, you don't even see anything else. You know, and vipalamba, govindavera hetame. Something else? Oh,
you answered your question.
Yeah, well, some people think so.
By saying that, it increases, so by the time, you know, they're with their children, it's increased.
Anyway, yeah.
That Anandambu, you were answering it, right?
I try. I'm never sure how it comes out.
And then you also said
Kandarpa Koti. Ah, you were paying attention.
Also, by Krishna becoming their sons, it afforded them the opportunity to render more personal and intimate service that they normally wouldn't be able to render.
That's nice. Yeah, they were probably bathing him and massaging him with all kinds of oils. So other than pujaris, you know, that have that opportunity, you know, what they must have been experiencing. And none of them came up with it. Like, hey, this Krishna must have became my son. You know, nobody figured it out. And even Balaram took him a year, but that's another story that's coming up. You know. Another clear. Well, all right. They said it couldn't be done. I finished on time.